and a good Friday morning. I'm Mike Allen on the Eagle 93.5. That sound means it is time once again for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z Team with Century 21 Lemack Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning to you, sir.
How are we doing this morning?
I'm good. Are you ready for Christmas?
I better be. It's just around the corner. We're three days away.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Yeah. It's a great time of year.
It's a beautiful time.
Great time of year. The lights in the university and all the houses and Cotter's all lit up. So it doesn't really feel like Christmas, though. When it's in the 50s, it's kind of hard to think that it's really Christmas.
But it is Christmas. Can we pause for just a second? Because last week we played your Christmas poem ad. I'd like to do that again since we're right before Christmas.
It is, and it's a perfect time to do it.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Gather round the radio, boys and girls. I have a little story to tell. 'Twas the night before listing, and all through the house, not a computer was stirring, not even its mouse. The CMAs were completed, the contract was signed, with hopes of selling our house in record time. We sellers were resting all snug in our bed, while visions of sold signs danced in our head. The house had been staged, decluttered with care, in hopes that great offers soon would be there. The kitchen was gleaming, the sidewalk swept clean. O spirit of curb appeal, make our house be seen. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, we scrambled to see just what was the matter. The Century 21 goalpost had started to glow, a warm golden light on the new fallen snow. When what to our wondering eyes should appear, our Z-Team agents with buyers, my dear. They featured and pointed and showed them the way, they smiled and agreed and nodded, okay. Our house got an offer the very next day. We accepted and happily moved on our way. So remember this story when you need to move. The Z-Team Realtors will make it go smooth. On behalf of Lyndon, myself, and all the members of the Z-Team, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
I still love that ad, Bob. I mean, it's so great. I hope you use that for years to come.
I do, too. We've used it for a little bit. Lynn did a great job of writing it, and there's video that goes with it. If you go on our website, you can watch the video that's attached to it. It's just a cute piece, and it's seasonal. And
yes. We're happy with it. Well, Merry Christmas. Before I forget, I won't see you again before Christmas, and to the whole Z team as well.
Thank you.
And I got a question for you, Bob.
Yes, sir.
During the holiday season, are we still seeing the market moving at all?
Well, I tell you, Mike, the market is still moving. The number of homes that have closed over the past week. We had put a house up. It went in on Friday. By last Sunday, we had it under contract.
Wow.
And it's going to close, like, I think January 17th or something. So it's a real short closing. Homes that are priced well, homes that are ready to go, are going. That's really the biggest thing for houses right now. You know, people are realistic where the prices are. Mm-hmm. We're finding the number of price changes is going up every week, where people are starting to compete against. There's some new construction going in and stuff, and people are kind of looking at that, saying, "Well, if I'm going to come here, I'll wait till they build these houses, or go see the builder now and see what we can do." And we're getting more builders coming in from other markets, because they may have slowed down a little more than we did. So somebody from Jonesboro or Fayetteville, Little Rock for that matter, they're coming in. They got their own guys. So the prices are a little more competitive, mm-hmm, compared to the guys who build custom homes here do a great job. This is a little different market. They're putting up almost spec type houses or duplexes, mm-hmm, keeping in mind that our population's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
people don't want that outside maintenance. You know, mm-hmm, they may want to plant some flowers outside the front door or something like that, but they don't want to be cutting the grass or mowing the lawn, shoveling snow. They want somebody to come and do that for them when they need it. And it just makes it a little easier for them in their quality of life. Like I said, we're not getting any younger. None of us are, and especially seeing how fast these Christmases come by,
yeah,
and how fast these New Year's come by. It's good to kind of plan ahead and look at it and say, okay, I can probably stay in this house for another year or so, maybe, mm-hmm, but we're going to need to be thinking about something else. We want to stay here because this is now our home. Mm-hmm. And we hear that from people all the time. We don't want to go back to Cleveland or Chicago or Dallas or whatever it may be. We want to stay here. This is where our church is. This is where our doctors are. You know, the kids come down and visit whenever they do. We're not even going up north or going south as much as we did before because of the drive. And there's, as we age, this is a good place to age in. There's a lot going on here.
Absolutely,
that,
yeah.
You can do.
I myself am a transplant, and I know so many people who have just found Mountain Home and decided, this is it. This is home.
Exactly. And that's just what it is, Mike. This is home.
And for sellers, are we seeing a change in the interest rate? And is that affecting sellers right now?
The interest rate has come down again. So we're down in the mid-high sixes, and that's a little more easily obtainable right now. That's a good sign. And the G looks like they're not going to do any more raises in the prime rate. So that'll psychologically, that helps. I mean, mm-hmm. that rate doesn't affect the average person, but psychologically it does when they see it on the news.
Right.
And that's kind of one of those things. We're based on the 10-year treasure, and those have come down quite a bit. So that's a good thing. It's helped people. So if you're in the market, if you're thinking about buying, you want to go and get a new pre-approval letter, something that's fresh, and find out maybe you can buy a little more house now than you could a month or two ago. That's right. Got a lot to do with things.
Yeah. Well, the market is definitely moving, and I bet the numbers are going to tell the tale. So let's take a look at this week in real estate.
And you're right, Mike. The numbers always tell the tale. You know, when Bob comes in and tells you that your house is worth X amount of dollars, that's not Bob just pulling numbers out of the sky. I mean, that's what it's based on. It's based on the numbers, what things are selling for. And this week in real estate, there were 38 new listings came on the market, 3 commercial properties, 8 parcels of land, 27 homes came on the market. They ranged in price from $99,000 to $1.1 million. There were 30 sales, 1 commercial property, 8 parcels of land, 21 homes sold. They ranged in price from $45,000 to $439,000. So we had an average sale price of $221,000 with 66 days on market, giving you an idea of how quick 66 days is like nothing. We were 150, 200 days for a long time. Mm-hmm. 5 properties expired. 34 had price changes. These are homes that had price changes. And there's 32 residences waiting to close. Currently, there's 332 homes listed on the MLS. We picked up 7 more this week. Year to date, for 2023, there's been 1,040 homes have sold for a total of $237 million. The average sale price is $228,000 with 85 days on market. Last year, there had been 1,155 homes that sold. The average sale price last year was $222,000 with 80 days on market. And going back, average in 21, average sale price was 201. In 20, average sale price was 173. And in 2019, the last pre-COVID year, there were 1,124 homes sold with an average sale price of 149. So you can see how the prices have gone up. But when you tie that into the interest rates, it's tough now to get the banks to say, yeah, okay, the house is worth that much money. It's a little more difficult. So get pre-approved and hire a good realtor. Oh, wait, that's us. Call my honey. She's at 870-405-0793. Check out the website, retiredtoarkansas.net.
Before we wrap things up, Bob, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and to yours.